Good morning to you all. We're glad that you're here at Grace Bible Church today. In our call to worship, we are continuing in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. In verse 2, we read, "A time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted." You know, with the passing of Mrs. Battles this week, it's a reminder of how transient life really is. And the Lord gives us every year a reminder of birth and death, planting and pulling up that which is planted. As a child growing up, we did a lot of planting of gardens every spring, preparing the ground, planting the seeds. And you'd watch those tender seeds come up, and they were brand new life coming out of that seed. And then a month later, you're beginning to pick the first fruits of those plants. And then by early June, because of the heat of our summer months, all of those plants begin to turn yellow. And before long, we got the order from Dad, it's time to go pull up the plants. And so we would go and we would work our way down the rows, pulling up those plants which were yellowed and dried out and dead. That which just a few months ago was fresh and green and new. It's a reminder, folks. Every spring and every summer is a reminder of how brief life is. It comes and it goes. There is a time to be born. You don't pick it, you don't choose it. There is a time to die. You don't choose that, you don't pick that. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. In other words, remove it. Folks, we need to understand that God has given in His Word a reminder to us all that every day is a gift. And that in that day, God has provided through His Word an opportunity. The Bible says, "Now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Why would God put it in the immediate? Because that's all that we have is this moment. We're not guaranteed of a tomorrow. We're not guaranteed of a future. There was a family this week in Ohio that were tragically killed, including little children that were execution style killed. They had no idea that that would be their last day on this earth. And we are reminded constantly of that with tokens of God's mercy. Now is the accepted time. The call goes out by the Holy Spirit. Why? Because there's a time to be born and there's a time to die. You don't know. And so now is the accepted time. To put off what you know is the right thing to do today is to sin against God and it's to sin against time, because you're not guaranteed of the second. And so what a reminder from the Word of God that life is transient. It may last a short time, it may last a long time, but the reminders are now is the time to take care of eternal business. Don't put it off to tomorrow. There may not be one for you. May you understand the urgency of the Word of God in regard to your eternal soul today.